A breakthrough in Sudan's political crisis, nearly a month after a military takeover and the dissolution of the transitional government. On Sunday, military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and deposed Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok signed an agreement that paved the way for Hamdok to be reinstated.
As I signed this document, I am guided by four basic principles. One, we must put an end to bloodshed. I know our people are capable of sacrificing. However, each drop of blood is precious. Let's put an end to the bloodbath and let's spare each and every drop of blood.
The agreement comes after weeks of negotiations between the two sides, mediated by Sudanese political figures. It calls for the release of political prisoners, including senior officials, who were arrested on October 25th, the day of the takeover, and in the days that followed. The agreement also lays out a plan to expand political participation in the transitional government. General Burhan, who cited political divisions as the reason for his taking power, says the deal will lead to dialogue to end those divisions.
Today, we believe by signing this political document, we are paving the way for a true democratic transitional period, as pictured by ourselves and by the people, and as what you envisaged at the beginning of April 2019. We thank all the Sudanese people and all the efforts and sacrifices made by our fellow Sudanese.
Sudan has been governed by a power-sharing agreement between the military and the political coalition, known as the Forces of Freedom and Change, since August 2019. But the months leading to the recent military takeover saw tensions between the two sides. Both accused each other of slow economic recovery and lack of judicial reforms. The agreement signed between Hamdok and General Burhan may have reinstated Hamdok as prime minister, but it doesn't mean the end of Sudan's political crisis. Since the takeover nearly a month ago, there have been protests nearly every day, with people demanding an entirely civilian government and an end to the partnership between the military and civilians. Sunday's deal means the military remains as a governing partner, and that has angered many here. Thousands protested near the presidential palace in Khartoum before the signing of the deal. Authorities responded by firing tear gas and live ammunition in the air. At least 40 protesters have been killed since the military took over, and more than 200 injured. The Forces of Freedom and Change, which nominated Hamdok as prime minister back in 2019, has distanced itself from the deal. And analysts say there are questions about how much the military can be trusted.
The last month has been a total fiasco for the military. Why? Because they did what they did, and suddenly they had to do 180 degrees return. That doesn't mean that the prime minister is suddenly the ruler of the land, but what it means is that there is a momentum suddenly not in favor of the generals, but rather in the favor of the street. But as you said, we will see where will this take us, because there are a number of dynamics at play here. There's the military, there's the street, there is the neighbors and the African Union, and there's the international community.
For now, Sudan takes another uncertain step in its transition. Hibo Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.